This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so how many of you guys are vegan out there? How many of you are vegetarian? And then how many of you out there, like me, are meat eaters? Just raw steak, chicken, turkey. I don't eat pork, so I can't include pork in that. But you sit down at a meal and you want to see the sizzling and the oozing juices with a little bit of blood. I like seeing the blood because then I feel like, you know, I'm doing what my cavemen, right, forefathers and mothers did, where they would just sink their teeth into that piece of meat or that leg or that thigh and just tore into it. And then it has to be like a nice texture where you take that fork and knife and you have to kind of work it in to get that fork. I would just rather eat with my fingers, but if I have to use a fork and knife, you got to take the fork and take with the knife, and then it just kind of sizzles and you still hear the sizzling and then the juices, and then it bleeds and you don't know if you cut your finger on it or if it's the meat that's bleeding, and then you take that bite and you have to chew. That's why I don't do well with fish. You know, like an orange roughy, or some of these sea basses, like a Chilean sea bass, where it's like flaky and thin and like melts, dissolves in your mouth. That's not meat. You know, when I have a friend, I like Chilean sea bass, but when I go out with friends that don't eat red meat, and they're like, God, that is a hearty piece of sea bass. I'm like, it dissolved in 2 seconds. I still have the steak in my mouth. I got the steak in my mouth. Where's your sea bass? Open up. Stick out your tongue. Open up. Let me see it. No, see? See? The sea bass is gone. That's the difference. I'm eating real meat. And, you know, our friends just don't go out with us anymore if we want to eat meat. If I'm going to do the citrus salad fish thing, they'll invite us. So some of my friends are vegetarians, and I love having friends who are vegetarians, because more meat for me. They're skinnier than me, right? They look healthier. Their skin looks better. But, you know, and then I even have some friends who are vegan. Vegan is really, really hard, because being next to me, they feel like they're going to get cholesterol on them, you know? So, you know, there's multiple types of, like, vegetarians. They have regular vegetarians. They got the flexitarians. They got the lacto-ovo-vegetarians, the lacto-vegetarians, the ovo-vegetarians, the vegans. You got the raw vegans. So there's multiple different types, depending on if you can eat eggs, if you can eat fish. Well, I've recommended as a doctor that people become vegetarian, or what I really recommend is they cut back on their meat. I can't tell a person to do something that I won't do myself. So when I say, look, being a vegetarian is healthier, like, then why aren't you doing it? I know, because I like meat. Okay? Mind your business. Do as I say, not as I do. I can't be that kind of a doctor. So what I tell patients is, I go, look, there are certain populations, right, in this country that don't eat the meat. But no. It's okay. It's okay. Be nice. Be nice to them. It's okay. They don't eat meat. But, you know, they might be on to something. Maybe we should swap out a couple of our steak dishes, right? You know, or portions at breakfast. Maybe we should put some more vegetables in. Well, I like my chorizo or my corned beef hash and my Canadian bacon and my bacon strips. Try for breakfast maybe just eggs with some orange juice and some spinach mixed into the eggs. Oh, how dare you? Yeah, no meat. So going through a meal with no meat seems like we're going to go through complete withdrawal, but no, I think it is a healthier choice. And so now there's a study, which we've known, where they've actually found vegetarians to have better biomarkers. Now, what's a biomarker? So a biomarker is something that we in medicine use to help you. It's a metric to kind of tell us about one's health. So your cholesterol, your C-reactive protein, SED rates. These are things that we use as biomarkers. So they say in here that these researchers, I'm not sure from which university, they found that vegetarians had significantly lower levels of 13 biomarkers that we use to help identify cardiovascular disease and cancer. And the researchers found that vegetarians have lower concentrations of cholesterol, total cholesterol, both LDL cholesterol, which is the bad, and the HDL, which is the good cholesterol, which we've talked about, as well as their liver function tests looked better. That I could believe also. However, they did have higher levels of triglycerides and a protein called cystatin C. Now, that could indicate an issue with their kidney function. Now, I found that very, very surprising because with meat, a lot of protein could sometimes stress the kidneys. It could also stress, cause your triglycerides to go up. You know, or maybe it's because meat eaters feel like they have so much energy, they exercise more. My triglycerides was the lowest in my class because I was like an exercise fiend. And I burned them off. It's not because of how I ate. It's because I burned them off. So it could just be that you know, patient grouping might not have exercised as much as the meat-eating ones do. But nobody's really telling you to just stop eating meat. I wouldn't do that because I fear for my life. But what I do think is a good idea is to look at these different types of vegetarians or flexitarians and see if maybe you could become one of those. And I know you might not want to be called a flexitarian or be hashtagged, but it's cool. So flexitarians are flexible. They're mostly vegetarian, may eat a little bit of meat. Pescatarians will add fish. Lacto-ovo vegetarians eat both eggs and dairy. Lacto-ovo. Lacto, no eggs. Ovo vegetarians, no dairy but the eggs. Vegans, just no animal fat or animal product at all. So, just less meat, more vegetables. That's all I'm saying. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world. world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, a bunch of us are a little nervous about the country opening up this summer because the family now wants to hit the beach. So if the family wants to hit the beach, that means we got to get into a bathing suit. Or we have to now go out and have people see us, and many of us has COVID weight. So there's been a lot of Google searches and a lot of people looking at how to lose some weight fast. And one of the top things that comes up is, well, you have to fast. You have to stop eating. And intermittent fasting helps you lose weight. Now, I do have some friends that intermittent fast. They seem to do really, really well, but it makes me a little nervous because, personally, many of the intermittent fastings, they want you to go at least, you know, 16 hours sometimes, like do an 8-16, where of a 24-hour day, you could eat in that 8-hour window, and then you don't eat for 16 hours. Well, for me, I'll stop eating dinner at about 4 p.m., I don't really eat till about 8 the next day. So I kind of already doing that, where I go about 16 hours without eating. I never really lost weight. So I also get nervous about then you eating most of your calories in a short period of time. And then the insulin and all your body functions have to kind of deal with the digesting. And I was always kind of trained that little bits of food a little bit more frequently will keep you nourished, not slow down your metabolism, and not cause you to have high circulating insulin levels, which can cause you to gain weight. Now, it's different strokes for different folks. For some people, they do really, really well by intermittent fasting. For other people, they do well by eating 7 meals a day, tiny ones. Well, you know, one meal could be some celery sticks and peanut butter, 2 of them, right? Another meal a few hours later could be a hard-boiled egg. So, you know, what may work for me may not work for you. I told you guys, I tried to become vegetarian, and when I did, I started gaining weight. Well, it's because I put more emphasis on carbs. I was a vegetarian eating pasta. Yet I noticed when I eat meat, I'll eat less carbs. So for me, I had to notice I had to eat less carbs. But the one mistake a lot of people make, and I hear them say this, is they want to lose weight, they want to lose weight. But I think what they really want to lose is fat. We want to lose fat. But people don't like to say the word fat. Fat's not a fun word to say. It's a harder word to say. It's not a very politically correct term. You know, if you thought we're going to not use mom and dad anymore, you're probably going to see us not use the term fat. Fat's going to be too shaming, too bullying. So you're seeing that word fall out of favor. But as a physician, if what you're really trying to do is lose fat, intra-abdominal fat that's coating your organs, fat around the heart, you know, fat, we got to call it fat. So weight loss and fat loss are different, okay? I want to lose fat. I don't really care what my weight is. That's why I'm not really big on the whole BMI thing. But I want to have a smaller butt. I want to get my waist back. So I want to drop my body fat. Weight loss is where it's your overall weight. So some people to lose weight will take a laxative. Or they'll take a diuretic. They'll try to poop or pee off the weight. That's not getting rid of the fat. You know, it's interesting. With bulimia versus anorexia, anorexia is where people will choose not to eat. And bulimia is where they'll eat, but they'll purge. They'll either throw it up or they'll try to poop it out using laxatives. And so with bulimia, many times they are not slim. People with anorexia are. They don't eat. They start to starve. But with bulimia, many of them are still heavy or a higher than ideal weight. And it's because they, one is the habit of them still wanting to eat. They haven't been able to talk themselves out of, you know, overeating or binging. But the other is, you know, poop. Your poop isn't going to be what's turning to fat. That's what your body doesn't want. You need to decrease what's going in. Now, unfortunately, some of them throw up and purge and all that, but which I don't think is very healthy, and they ruin their teeth and they burn their fingers, and it's just not with the stomach acid. It's just not a healthy way to lose weight. It's a horrible way to lose weight. But that's one of the reasons why those with bulimia sometimes tend to be more heavy. So there was an interesting piece called Greatest.com that actually talks about the difference between weight loss and fat loss. And so with fat, you know, you have, you know, the fat that coats a lot of organs and you know, makes your tush and boobies and chest and things like that. But there's also lean body weight or fat-free mass, which is like your muscle, your bone, your water, your organs. And so you obviously want to have less fat because it's the fat that can put you at higher risk for diabetes, high blood pressure, etc. So body fat percentage recommendations, I think, seem to be a better way to go. According to the American Council on Exercise, healthy body fat levels range from 14 to 31% for females, 6 to 24% for males. I was at about a 13, 14% body fat as a female in medical school. It was fantastic. I was skinny. I was exercising a lot. That was great. I don't think I've ever seen that level yet. So you need to be careful. People say try to lose weight, and they notice that they pee a lot, you know, or they poop a lot and they lose some pounds. No. You got to get to that fat. So you don't want to lose muscle. If you start to lose muscle because you're starving, then you can't burn a lot of calories or keep your metabolism up. Remember, your muscle works when you sleep. So you need muscle. That's why I don't recommend just cardio. I recommend you also lift some weights. You want to build up muscle. Because even though, you know, you are keeping your muscles up when you do cardio, the more muscle mass you have, the higher your metabolism and the more calories you burn. So to lose fat without losing muscle or losing other, you know, weight that you need in a way, it is difficult, you know, because, I mean, you will lose some lean body tissue, but you need to hit that fat. And so one way to hit that fat is you don't want to crash diet. You know, they say a lot of the crash diets and the weight, because it's so drastic, is going to pull from your lean body mass. It's going to pull from your water. It's going to pull from your muscle. And so you might think you lost weight, but you're just going to bounce right back. So what you do need to do is you need to cut back on your food intake, but you don't need to starve. You obviously want less calories than your body needs per day. Calories in versus calories out isn't the whole mathematical equation. We thought it was in the 80s. We found out, no, there's more to it. But it's still important. So if you burn 2,000 calories a day and you're eating 2,500 calories a day, you're going to gain weight. But if your calories are at 1,500 a day, that 500-calorie deficit will show up to something. And then your body's going to have to burn the extra fuel from stored fat. So they suggest reducing your calorie intake by 500 to 1,000 calories per day. That's going to add up to about a pound lost per week, and they believe it's going to be more fat rather than muscle and water. And then, of course, you need protein. This is why, for me, I never lost weight being vegetarian. I didn't eat enough protein. Well, there's other forms of protein. You don't have to get protein from a variety of things but meat, but still, nuts, things like that. But protein does help you feel full, and it helps keep your metabolism up. They suggest getting 0.73 grams of protein per pound of body weight as you work towards getting leaner. So for a 150-pound person, it's about 110 grams of protein per day. And so you don't necessarily have to cut all carbs because you don't want your body to kind of, you know, when it does see some sugar, grab onto it. And your body needs carbs. But do good carbs like complex fruits, vegetables, whole grains, things like that. Limit the processed sugary things. You also got to exercise. You know, I exercise every single day. If you exercise, you keep your muscle up, you keep your bones strong. So some people say that, you know, they work out like 3 days a week. I would say exercise every day. If you're really trying to lose weight, exercise every day. It doesn't have to be full on, you know, 15-mile run. But, you know, any sort of strength training, any sort of cardio, as long as your heart can handle it, even brisk walking, household chores, you got to make sure you exercise. But you also have to sleep. If you're not getting good sleep, you're going to gain weight. Your body needs sleep. Now, your body doesn't want to be in bed 14 hours a day, but if you're only sleeping 2-3 hours, you might be eating, unfortunately, to keep your energy up. So how can you tell if you're losing fat? Well, you could use a tape measure. There's also skinfold calipers or certain body fat scales, you know. But for the most part, make sure you get your protein in, your vegetables, balanced diet, strength training, and try not to crash diet. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Let's call it what it is. Put aside the flower language. This is a partisan effort to take over how you conduct elections in our country.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell appearing before a Senate Rules Committee. The committee discussing H.R. 1, which was passed in the House earlier this year. The bill would bring the largest overhaul of the U.S. elections in a generation. Gas supplies are tightening across the country as a pipeline that carries almost half the fuel used on the East Coast is shut down for a fifth day. Colonial Pipeline says it's working substantially to resume operations by the end of the week after shutting down its network due to a cyber attack last Friday. Long gas lines already starting to form in Virginia, North, and South Carolina. AAA predicting gas prices could rise 3 to 7 cents per gallon this week. And you're listening to USA Radio News. In a blatant escalation of tensions in the region, Islamic Revolutionary Guard Navy speedboats are harassing U.S. naval and Coast Guard vessels in the Strait of Hormuz.
The 13 speedboats had armed their machine guns when they got to within 150 yards of the American vessels in the International Choke Point waterway. Department of Defense spokesman John Kirby picks up the story from the Pentagon.
This group of fast attack boats approached the U.S. formation at high speed, closing in as close as 150 yards. The Coast Guard cutter Maui, U.S. Coast Guard cutter Maui, fired approximately 30 warning shots from a 50 caliber machine gun. After the second round, the 13 fast attack craft from the IRGCN broke contact.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
President Biden meeting virtually with governors to discuss vaccine distribution today. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have any of you ever pretended to have won an Oscar or a Grammy or an Emmy or a Golden Globe? Oh, I do all the time. When I'm in the shower, I have my shampoo bottle, and I pretend like I get an award. You know, and or like I sing a great song and I'm getting a Grammy. And like, and this Grammy goes to Dr. Dolly. You're like, yay, Dr. Dolly, woo. Like, oh my gosh, thank you. Oh my gosh, look at this award. Oh, wow. I'd like to thank my husband, Viggo Mortensen. Okay, so yeah, I go through a whole thing. Husband walks by going, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm winning a Grammy. Go away. Privacy, please. Why are you talking about Viggo Mortensen? And he walks away. So I accept awards all the time. And why would I want to win an Academy Award, a Grammy, or an Emmy, any of those awards? Why? Because you go down in history. It's historical. There is a list of winners forever, and it's something that gets to be, you know, historically documented. Now, I mean, maybe what I'm doing on this earth now might be historically documented. I don't know. But celebrities get to be famous far beyond their years. That's cool. Do you need the idol, the statue, the award? No, it's more the name, you know, and it being in the books. But you get a nice trophy. That's great. Well, Tom Cruise has returned his trophies. He has returned his Golden Globe Awards to the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. He had won Best Actor Globes. These are not Oscars, but Globes. For his Jerry Maguire performance in 97. For his Born on the 4th of July in 1990. And Best Supporting Actor Award for Magnolia in 2000. Now, he has returned his Golden Globe Awards because of the controversy surrounding the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, HFPA. That's the organization behind the Golden Globes. And they have been criticized for the lack of diversity, specifically no black members, and ethical questions related to financial benefits to some of its 87 members. Apparently, there was some investigation that was brought forward by the LA Times. So NBC announced yesterday that they are not going to broadcast the show in 2022. Now, I'm a little shocked that this also didn't happen because they gave that Borat movie, which had so many anti-Semitic, unfunny jokes in there, that won a Golden Globe, that won Best Picture. And so I would think there would be controversy because we're not supposed to be racist. We're not supposed to be biased. We're not supposed to be, you know, discriminating. And to have a movie win the top award in the Golden Globes, talking about noses and money and all sorts of stuff, it was an anti-Semitic fest. And mind you, Sacha Baron Cohen is Jewish. I think he's half Israeli or Israeli. It doesn't matter. It's a movie that perpetuated negative stereotypes. Why was that the winner? So for me, I thought the Golden Globes had some issues. Mind you, Jerry Maguire was a fantastic movie. Sometimes they get it right. But really, the Borat movie? All because people were happy with what he did to Giuliani? So already I've kind of, they lost me. Just lost me. So NBC told CNN Business that we continue to believe that the HFPA is committed to meaningful reform. However, change of this magnitude takes time and work, and we'll feel strongly that the HFPA needs time to do it right. As such, NBC will not air the 2022 Golden Globes. Now, HFPA released a statement saying, regardless of the next air date of Golden Globes, implementing transformational changes as quickly and as thoughtfully as possible remains a top priority of our organization. We invite our partners in the industry to the table to work with us on the systemic reform that is long overdue, both in our organization as well as the industry at large. So prior to NBC's announcement, Scarlett Johansson had issued a statement calling for the entertainment community to take a step back from participating in events sponsored by the HFPA. So she said, as an actor promoting a film, one is expected to participate in award season by attending press conferences as well as award shows. In the past, this has often meant facing sexist questions and remarks by certain HFPA members that bordered on sexual harassment. Now that who knew this was going on? She said, it is the exact reason why I, for many years, refused to participate in their conferences. She said the HFPA is an organization that was legitimized by the likes of Harvey Weinstein to amass momentum for Academy recognition, and the industry followed suit. She said, unless there is a necessary fundamental reform within the organization, I believe it is time that we take a step back from the HFPA and focus on the importance and strength of unity with our unions and the industry as a whole. So we are seeing throughout America this reset. We are seeing people evaluate and look and see what that is not tolerable, like the Harvey Weinstein, the Me Too movement, the harassment that happened in so many industries. And I'm grateful for the guts that people have had saying, look, you know, this is something we kind of put up with for a long time. We were afraid to say something. You know, it's going to be a risky move, but, you know, this stuff has to stop. I am very disappointed at the people who are faking it for attention, saying, oh, yeah, it happened to me, too. put me in the article. Honestly, don't lie about it. If it happened to you, it's tragic. And you know, those people deserve the solemnness of what, you know, of the attention that it garners because of, you know, wanting to prevent things like this from happening. But using it to your gain is sick. Just sick. So, in addition, people are looking at, are there policies that might be inherently racist or not inclusive? Now, I think companies do have to be careful because in their frenzy to not look racist and not look discriminatory, they could discriminate. So if companies are so afraid that they're going to get quote-unquote canceled, that they go, we need to get some women, we need to get some African-Americans. Somebody find, you know, some African-Americans, some people find some women. Are you a woman? Fine, we'll take you. I mean, you know, us women, we have tried to not look like objects. We've tried to strive for, we are getting this job not because we're a woman or we have boobies or a vagina. We have this job because you like our credentials. You like what we have to offer. That's why it made a lot of people cringe when President Biden said, I am going to pick a female as my vice president running mate. That's great. You know, Geraldine Ferraro, you know, was a good candidate, or maybe not the best candidate for the party, but, you know, women have run for office. We don't necessarily need a decree from somebody saying, so shall this be written, so shall it be done. If there's going to be a woman vice president, it's going to be because I am going to make that happen. There are women that could, you know, make it where they need to with their own value and worth. And so, unfortunately, you know, we run the risk of companies, you know, grabbing people saying, okay, here, you fit this type, you fit, what color's your skin, what's your gender, great. And I thought we're trying to be more gender neutral. I see some unfortunate mistakes being made by many companies and entities, whereas they're trying to appear to be, you know, woke and progressive, but in essence, they're doing things that end up being discriminatory. Like, I think somebody handicapped, somebody was medically disadvantaged and disabled, and there was a change in a business setting or an office setting that was supposed to be more woke, and it ended up discriminating against somebody who was medically disabled. What are you doing here? Just don't discriminate against anybody. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you are getting excited because you could take an at-home COVID test if you need to for work. And if you're taking an at-home COVID test, then maybe you don't have to really shove it in there as far as they do at the testing centers. Well, not entirely. The CDC has updated its guidance and widened the use of tests as it pertains to international travelers looking to enter the country. We talked about how if you did travel out of the country, in order to come back, they're going to want you to take a test. You might not have to, if you're vaccinated, take a test to leave the country. But to come back in, they're still going to want you tested because of the variants. And so because of the travel, the new travel guidelines and mandates, there are companies, including telemedicine companies, that are widening their services. You know, call a telemedicine company, get an at-home test, so you can do the test at home, get a negative result or a positive result, and then know if you could fly. So for work as well. Now people that need a test to go back to work or need a test to for whatever is needed now in order to be able to move forward with their lives, they could do it in the privacy of their own home. Sounds good, right? You get to ease it in your own way. It is huge to be able to do it from home. But for those of you thinking about doing it halfway, just so you could pass and move on, the government's already one step ahead of you. So as of Friday's update, all travelers coming from international locations into the U.S., even if you are a U.S. citizen, has to provide proof of a negative COVID-19 test, but it could be taken at home. Since January 26, all travelers looking to enter the U.S. from abroad have been required to have proof of a negative test taken no more than 72 hours before scheduled departure. Now, gold standard PCR test is ideal. Rapid antigen tests have been accepted as valid viral tests as well. But up until now, the CDC said those taken at home are not sufficient because people could lie. People could take it, do it halfway, not get a good sample, and go, oh, yay, I'm negative. Well, of course you're negative. You didn't get it up in there. So now travelers can take the test at home, but they have to still meet some specifications. The tests have to be a SARS-CoV-2 viral test, either the nucleic acid amplification test or an antigen test. An antigen test is a piece of the virus protein. The amplification nucleic acid is a piece of the genetic material. And the at-home tests have to be completed, here's the catch, with a telehealth service affiliated with the manufacturer of the test, providing real-time supervision remotely. Now, here's the only thing. An audio supervision will, I guess, suffice. A video connection is ideal, but they said if you're talking to a telehealth provider over the phone, that counts. Now, how do I verify that person is taking it from them over the phone? You know, if you're thinking about how else do people cheat, well, let's say they have somebody that's a negative, that isn't sneezing or coughing, and that person really wants to travel. They can do the swab of that person's nose. So that's why it has to be, you know, kind of supervised. So they say the telehealth service provider has to confirm the person's identity as well as the result. They must then issue a report that meets the CDC's order, and the travel provider must be able to review and confirm the test result and match it to the traveler's identity. So they think this is a positive change for travelers who might otherwise have trouble sourcing a COVID-19 test in a foreign country where capabilities may not be as widely available. The option to take a test at home will allow travelers to pack a COVID-19 test in their bag and take it prior to traveling back to the U.S. after having performed it in front of a telehealth provider. So that does start to now make a little bit more sense, because the big problem, the reason why I canceled my trip for a couple weeks from now, even though I canceled it months ago, I was supposed to be out of the country, is we were going to the British Virgin Islands, and we were going to rent a sailboat, which was really cheap, and it had beds and toilets on it. So me and another family were going to, you know, divide up the rooms, sleep on the boat, and then we were going to go island to island, because my husband and his and their and the other dad knows how to sail. Kids hang out, and as we go island to island, we snorkel, scuba dive, hit the beaches, hit the bars, go back on the boat. And it was going to be a great fun trip. But the question I had was to my husband, where do we get tested? Where do we go to get a COVID test? If we can't find a clinic or they're out of tests, we can't come back to the United States. And now that week-long trip can turn into 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So having your own test to take with you that you could do is fantastic. Again, I just don't know how audio you could supervise, because somebody could say, ow, yeah, it's going, ooh, ow, it's going in. Meanwhile, they're swabbing their kid who could be negative. You know, so, you know, but I do agree that there has to be some supervision, because I think there are a lot of people out there that don't, you know, that really don't want to do the test. And another issue I'm hearing is some people leaving, I don't want to name the country, but when they were leaving a particular country to come back, they were saying everybody was negative, and they were doing rapid tests, and they were all negative, 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 negative. And somebody had talked to one of the people going, you know, how many positives do you get? And they're like, even if they're positive, we don't want you here. So some countries might want to get COVID-positive people away. And how truthful will they be? Remember, America is doing this because they want to make sure that variants aren't coming in and messing up our country and making us sicker. So we want to know that anybody that is actually sick with COVID doesn't come in until they're non-infectious. But if the country that they're at is like, we don't want you here, they might say you're negative. What are you doing here? Go. Oh, really? I thought I was going to be positive. Nope, you have a negative test. Get on the plane. Yay! Yeah, see? So you just don't know. And then on the flip side also, you know, if it's a country that has really been hurting for tourism dollars, and they see somebody with all their Gucci bags and Rolexes and all that, and they go, this is a family that's got some bank, you know, one of you is positive, you're going to have to stay in quarantine. Really? And I know, you know, there should be some checks and balances, and I'm not accusing any country of doing this, but I just never believed that I would be completely in the clear, you know, traveling with a bunch of kids, you know, taking two families to do a sailboat thing, and then hope that not one of us would be positive. Because honestly, if one of us is positive, we're not leaving them behind. No man left behind. So that means we're all staying. So I canceled my trip. And I'm vaccinated against COVID, but the kids aren't vaccinated yet. So it's, you know, I think it's good. I think the test should be supervised. And you know, trying to limit the variants coming in, you know, so far so good. I think, though, the one of the Indian variants that are from India that's very contagious has, I believe, been found in Florida. So we're not going to stop it completely. Unfortunately, if it is here and people are having mild COVID, if they don't get tested, we're not going to find it. We're just not going to figure it out. So, and I told you that people will call into telemedicine for something and they're like, it's not COVID. I go get tested. Could be COVID. They don't want it. People don't want to get tested. So we might not know if it's here. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE. Don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.